Did anybody have any questions so far? Yes.
When you're tapping, does it matter on which side? Does it have a certain direction or anything?
No, and actually, there are answers to that question, and like people will say, well, which spots? And you can learn that, but I always recommend that you don't. Because, for instance, this spot is very often used for anger and rage. This spot is often used for grief. But if you actually knew what was keeping you stuck, you would have already fixed it. So if you get caught up in, I should do this because I think I know what the problem is, you don't, or you would have fixed it. So just tap on all of them if you're not sure. But if something, if you feel a lot of action in one spot, stay there. And, you know, for those of us who are very enthusiastic, you know, it's usually a two-handed thing. And yes, you can bruise yourself. Done that too. If you get tired or, you know, if you just get tired of tapping, you can just touch and hold too. Sometimes that can get really old. Or if you have a headache, you don't really want to tap on it. Just touch and hold. And these spots will immediately calm your nervous system. So there's no wrong way to do it. The right way is whatever works. If you study Gary's things and you see the original recipe and you see how far my style is from that, you'll know that I began there, developed my own style. If it works, you're doing it absolutely right. If it doesn't work, well, then explore some other options. Go back to the recipe. Go back to the 9 gamut. Yes?
Can it be more like just like the pressure points rather than the actual quick movement? Can you just kind of hold it there?
Yes, the rule of thumb for touching and holding is one full breath. One full inhalation, one full exhalation before you move. That's the rule of thumb on it that they found works really well. Mm-hmm. I just like that whole physical multitasking go for it thing.
So if you do it with both hands, is it doubly effective?
You know, I don't know if that's just my enthusiasm or what, but boy, and you'll find, though, that there's some things you really want to get to, and you'll be going at it with two hands, and You just tap harder and faster, and I don't know that you need all that, but it just seems so appropriate. So, no, I mean, when I tap on people, well, no, I use two hands on people. So, I don't know, but plenty of people get results with one hand. And yes, come on, admit it, we all tap when we're driving, but don't. I was driving behind somebody in the woodlands, and they were tapping away. I loved it. Okay, so is everybody in a pretty good space physically? I don't have anybody's body really talking to me, a little bit of lower back. But that is often financial. Is that where we're going? Yes? Want some money, honey? Okay, so should we tap on receiving?
What does the calves say? Because earlier, we tapped it out. But what does the calves say?
Well, when you feel things move through you, I wouldn't tie it to body parts so much. A big rule of thumb there, legs, knees, that's all about movement forward, hesitation. Wrists are involved there too, all about moving forward. But a lot of times you'll actually feel the energy move, and you'll feel physically it move in different areas. It's all good. We're not really tapping things out or tapping things in as well, we know. We're just getting movement. It's only when energy is stuck that you end up having problems. Yes.
So does crying do the same thing in terms of releasing energy? That's the goal of EFT, is to really release emotional energy, or part of the goal, I guess.
Yes, but you know, I've cried for a lot of my life, and I didn't feel so good. And now, if I cry, I tap. Of course, I tap when I laugh and do other things, too. And I feel really good. So I think crying in and of itself doesn't release at the same level. So here's the wonderful thing about that. If you cry, tap. You don't have to know what you're tapping on. You don't need words. You know, if I meet people who are just so overwhelmed and stressed out and they can't do a session or something, I said, go rent a sad movie. And while you cry, tap. You'll be exhausted afterwards. You'll sleep. You'll wake up a whole new person. So what do you do if you're in the movie theater? This would be a little distracting. Don't do that. But you could certainly do this. You could certainly do this. You could certainly touch your hand, your fingers, and you will be amazed. So anytime you cry, think of it as a bonus round and tap your little heart out. You will clear so much stuff you won't believe it.
I have a question about the points. I mean, are there more? Are there points that are preferable? Like, is it all things being equal better to?
Okay, problems? Come out of your analytical mind.
Not me.
Yeah, never. And again, you could learn which point is what, but you would defeat the purpose of letting your subconscious go.
Well, I mean, what point is what? But I'm just thinking, like, okay, look, and I'm driving, right? Because you want to keep your hands up. I'm not often doing it down here. And then mm-hmm. I think Barbara kept saying, well, if you really, it's really good to try to focus on the face. You know, you want to get the rigid.
And that's Barbara's opinion.
Okay. So I want to make sure if that's
And right. Sometimes, I mean, I'm sure some of you have heard this story. I worked with one client, I never left here. Okay. And we just yawned and cleared and cried and whatever, and she felt great. Now, that's pretty unusual. But a lot of times I'll end up in one spot. The other day I was here with somebody and I just couldn't leave this area. It was really unusual. So sometimes I'll go through stages where I'm big on face. And then other times, I used to be doing this all the time. So try not to attach to it mentally and see. And sometimes you'll clear, you know, something that pushes your buttons in one way. And other times you'll just need the whole thing for it. So it always varies. Always. And other people are just more lower body, so it really depends. Yes?
Why did you say yawned?
Yawning is a very good clearing. In fact, I'm not yawning much tonight. And that's weird, too. Sometimes we all, you're yawning. Yawning is a very common manifestation of tapping. When you tap, somehow yawning is a lot of movement. Now, what's funny is you may yawn a lot tomorrow, and you'll be like, what's up with that? It would be whatever you did tonight. Yawning's good, burping's good, some people sneeze, some people cough. It's all just movement, energy movement. It's all good. Okay? All right, so